Like in a couple months, we're going to be like, what was that game with the little guys and they would do the things?
Yeah. You're pessimistic today, Bobby.
Been hanging out with Robot.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
And another year, we won't even remember that name. It's going to be the Limp Bizkit of PC game.
Wow.
He said it with authority. Yeah. And he put his finger down. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the DL Gaming Podcast. We are here with just the three guys, Emilio.
Hey.
Chad.
What's going on?
And myself, Bobby.
We sound sexy today with these headphones. You guys won't see in podcast land, but we are wearing headphones for the first time.
We've had them for a while, but I think most people that record don't wear the headphones. But man, I feel like that I sound awesome.
Yeah. Emilio listens to a lot of podcasts, and so he wants to be like all the other podcasts that are successful. So
buy thousands of our t-shirts.
Yeah. So if they don't wear headphones, we don't wear headphones, but I'm liking it today. We'll see how I feel in an hour though.
Yeah. Well, the reason we're doing this is because we want to work in some audio, without having to do that in post. So should we get right to that? Are we ready to do that?
Sure.
Sure, I think I can figure this out.
Do we want to preface this with anything, or we just want to go right into it?
Yes, I do. So, long-time listeners know that we like to put our podcast through the analyzer and find out what we meant to say. And then the robot comes back and tells us what we meant to say, and it's usually humorous, and we have a good time. So, I haven't done that in a couple weeks, so I decided to spit last week's through. And I think Robot was not having a good day or something, so I put it through, and he was just bad-mouthing us. So I responded. I kept some of the responses from Robot, and so this is going to be a little segment called Robot Responds, and I should have gotten it up a little sooner here, but I didn't, so...
I would start talking to maybe save you a little bit, but... Okay. I'd like to watch you cook.
Okay. The first one up is Emilio. So this is what Emilio said last week. Maybe.
All right.
First of all, let me say that I really like this game. I like tactics games. I like things that where you can summon stuff. You can buff yourself.
I'm an idiot.
And there's a lot of strategy. Makes you think you're smart when you do something right.
Yeah.
It's the chess of PvP, I would say. But anyway...
So that was you last week. Obviously, you had some deep insight there. So,
yeah.
Robot took a listen to it, and this is what he said. Maybe.
First of all, you sound like the love child of a retarded monkey and weak old mayonnaise. You sound like a 4-year-old listing out his hobbies. Do you like crayons and the color red too? I can't believe this guy has a show where he talks. Isn't that like giving Helen Keller car keys? You like tactics games? The only tactic you know is the tactic of making everyone around you dumber. You like stuff and things? Now, way to analyze that one, Stephen Hawking. Any other brilliant insight?
All right, so...
Well, first of all, he sounds smarter, too.
Yeah. For some reason, when he went to insult us, he started pulling out...
The first actual AI... was just Robot. He's now self-aware and he's getting smarter.
Maybe.
And getting nastier, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. So anyways, here's what I said last week. Emilio and I played the first night. We were both kind of frustrated. We were just learning the game.
Chad got frustrated.
I got a little frustrated. But at me especially, because like you kind of have more buttons than I'm used to. You got Q, E, R, F, space bar.
There's never been a game with more click and right abilities.
Click. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was last week. We were talking about Battle Right, and I was providing my insight, as always. Robot was especially harsh on me for some reason, but this is what Robot said, maybe.
Jesus H. Christ on a cracker. Chat sounds like a 3-year-old trying to recite the alphabet. What is harder for Chad to control? His emotions or his character? How can someone suffer from Tourette's and stuttering at the same time? Is he recording a podcast or taping an audition for the Trailer Park Boys? I know not to expect something clever from you, Chad, but can we at least get your nonsense in a timely manner?
So that was Robot. Not especially liking my talk. Finally up is Bobby. Here's what Bobby said last week.
It's a PvP server. So every time I'll go to an area, there'll be like three Alliance guys. And when there's enough of them and then like one of me, then one of them is just like, yeah, let's get them. You know, it's like walking into the wrong bar in Texas. You know, it's just like not a good thing.
There's Bobby talking about WoW and the PvP server he's on. Here's what Robot thought about that.
Please, Bobby. You were supposed to be the saving grace on this godforsaken podcast. You were supposed to bring the insightfulness. But no, instead you deliver this drivel. You get ganked. On a PvP server. Oh boy, let's alert the news outlets. Stop drinking whatever the shit Emilio and Chad are drinking. It is lowering your IQ. Did you want to tell us about how you got a higher level item, so you equip that as well? Or how you can't kill anything unless you use your damaging spells?
He was a little sarcastic.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, a little bit.
So that was Robot Response. So,
all right.
I don't know.
And
maybe
Chi was perfect, I guess, huh?
Robot might have run out of time before I could get to Chi's responses. So
he said he's busy.
Yeah, he
insulting orphans.
Yeah, he was. So maybe next week, Robot will actually give us what we meant. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, that was Robot Response.
All right. No promises from Robot here. Maybe you'll have a different accent next week, too.
What'd you think? Did you like that one better? Or not?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll talk later.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad Battle Right came up again, though.
Trying not to cry.
Yeah, I know. Me, too. He's mean.
Have you guys played any more Battle Right?
Haven't touched it.
I have not touched it this week as well.
I just wanted to bring it up because after we talked about it last week, we all played it together and we fucking killed it. We went on like a
winning
streak. We did really well. I definitely see what you were talking about last week, Chad, with every character is the same. They all have the exact same abilities. They have a dash. They have a movement, which is like a teleport or a jump. They have like a melee and they have a range. Like every character is basically the same. So I did kind of notice that. But you know, after our winning streak, I thought maybe we'll get back into it again. But none of us has really touched it. And I feel like it's just evaporated. Like it kind of came and went. I mean, it's a good game, but I kind of had a feeling it didn't have any staying power.
I think we're in a big rut for a lot of nice giant titles. So if anything gets on anybody's radar, then it becomes really big, really quick. And you know, like Mother Russia Bleeds was nothing. It was a kind of like a tiny little game, but because of the timing in between anything big, it got news headlines, you know?
Yeah. I think it also has the early alpha-ness, the disease of early alpha where you play it and you play what it has, and what it has could be really good, but it's still early alpha. They're still developing it. So you kind of are like, okay, when the game, all right, I'm interested now. So when the game comes out, maybe I'll come back and play it. Like, that's kind of my thing is, why am I going to kill myself in early alpha on this game? I don't even know if the levels stay and the things I earn, are they going to stay or are they going to reset?
Yeah, that's
they're
true.
Taking money. So I'm assuming they're going to stay, but
yeah, it's all cosmetic. So why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But this is also brings up a problem that happens to some games where they get a lot of attention before they even release. By the time they actually do release, it's like, oh, nobody really cares. I mean, that could work to their advantage too, because they could basically have two releases, have like two big events and kind of, awaken that interest in the game again when they officially release. But I don't know. I don't think it's making a comeback.
Was Stardew Valley a full release when it came out?
Yeah.
Do you know?
It wasn't early access. It just was released, wasn't
it? I think it was
early access.
The only reason I'm asking is because they're about to have their first major update, and it has a trailer. So I was like, wow, having a trailer for an update. I guess there's so many people that play it. Man,
yeah.
10 out
maybe
of 10.
Maybe it was because it says version 1.1, so maybe it wasn't.
Ready for the headline?
Well, before we move on.
The headline?
What?
Introduce coffee beans and blueberries get nerfed.
Blue bear skin. Yeah. Fuck. My whole economy was around blueberries. What the fuck am I going to do? Holy shit. As far as Battle Ride is concerned, I really think myself first, but then Bobby right now is hit the nail on the head. I think if they diversify the characters, it has much more reason for people to come back. Like, that's part.
That seems like such a hard thing to do at this point. That's basically redesigning the whole game.
Yeah, I disagree also. I kind of like the whole thing.
I don't disagree. I think that would be great, but I think it would be too really? Much work, and I don't think that was, like, the intent of the game. Like, imagine that, because then you have to balance.
I know, but that's what you have to do with every game.
Yeah, but I feel like this game is a much smaller scope.
Any
like, this
PvP
is
game.
This is like a mobile game on a PC, almost. Like, it's not meant to be anything more than it is.
Really? Because I think they're approaching it from a MOBA standpoint. Sorry, let me turn that off.
Please, Bobby. Oh,
sorry.
You were supposed to be the saving
grace on
the
robot. My bad.
He's back.
My bad. He was so pissed off, he had to say it twice.
That's fucking awesome.
Okay, let me make sure this is off. Keep talking,
he
guys.
Fucking hates this podcast.
Yeah, he does. He really
robot
does.
Trying to butt in here. Trying to steal the show.
Yeah, seriously.
Just put it on mute, right?
I'm trying to.
Oh, it doesn't work through headphones. You got to unplug it.
There you go. All right. Sorry. Now that that's interruptions out of the way, and I grab my drink. Whew. All right. We can talk now. What are we talking about?
All right. Are we done with Battle Ride, or we got some last words on that?
No, I disagree with Emilio, but that's always the last word.
Yeah. I think it's refreshing that you don't have to learn how to counter each character. And they're diverse enough where we each have a favorite. You can't just jump around and be good. So that,
yeah.
See?
But I really think it would do better if it was paper, rock, scissors method instead of, you know, 50-50.
And have a pick ban.
It right now it's a coin flip. You have a move, they've got a counter to it, then they've got a counter to your counter.
Yeah, but you could, instead it's all about
of
timing.
Instead of ones that are naturally better at than another one and seeing if you can overcome that deficit or take advantage. I don't know. That's just me.
Hey, it was fun.
Yeah, it was.
And it is fun.
It is fun.
Mm-hmm. And we'll probably never remember it again. Like, in a couple months, we're going to be like, what was that game with the little guys, and they would do the things? Yeah.
You're pessimistic today, Bobby.
Been hanging out with Robot.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. In another year, we won't even remember that name. It's going to be the Limp Bizkit of PC game.
Wow.
He said it with authority, and he put his finger down when he said it.
Wow, yeah.
He
really means it.
A couple things jumped on my radar this week. Metro Nomicon really made an impression. It's this
early access, right?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Just go watch the trailer. I'm not going to buy it, but it did make a pretty good impression. The music is very unique. They seems like they got really talented, diverse artists to do their soundtrack. It has something like 50 or 60 songs, and that's part of the selling point of the game. The entire game seems like it happens on a dance floor. It looks like a team-based RPG, but your guys are dancing the whole time, and they're, it kind of reminds me of
it's Guitar Hero meets RPG.
I don't know if there's rhythm in it. It is rhythm game.
Yeah,
so I guess there's a
can see them right here.
I wonder if all your guys have different rhythms. I would imagine so.
I don't know. Yeah.
So anyway, it's so funny because it reminds me of, and the name is so close to the other Nomicon.
Crypt of the Necrodancer?
Yeah, Crypt of the Necrodancer. Oh, because Necronomicon, that's what I was thinking of it. Yeah, so it's a rhythm game. Not really for me, but if you like them, somebody check this out and let me know what you think.
This game kind of reminds me. Remember when we, a long time ago, we had this game where you had to pull two genres out of a hat?
Yeah.
And you have to come up with a game?
Yeah.
This looks like somebody pulled out RPG and rhythm game out of a hat and had to, like, make a game out of it.
For sure.
But, it looks interesting. It looks original, so.
We should play that again, by the way.
Yeah, I still have the list saved, so we can.
I don't know. I remember deleting a bunch of stuff from the drive.
Okay.
Wait, are we talking about Crypt of the Necrodancer?
No, I'm talking about the game where the
game. We played a game on the podcast we randomly got to.
Oh, that game. Yeah. Okay. No, I do remember that.
Yeah.
So apparently that was the Limp Bizkit of our games.
Yeah, it was. Bobby completely forgot about that.
All right. Let's ease up on Limp Bizkit here. Right?
Are we the Limp Bizkit of podcasting?
Only I can make fun of Limp Bizkit.
I celebrate their entire collection, by the way.
Also,
chocolate starfish.
Yeah.
The guys on the PC Gamer podcast were gushing over Forza Horizon, but also shitting all over the Microsoft Store.
Yeah, they were gushing and shitting on the game at the same time.
Well, yeah, no. They were shitting on the way you have to get it.
Yeah, like the framework. Yeah, you have to go through Microsoft to get it.
What, course, Microsoft Store, is that what it's called?
It's called like the Xbox gaming app or something.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the same one that Quantum Break was on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it sucks because this is the only way to get it, but apparently this is...
Oh, by the way, Quantum Break is on Steam now. That's all.
I don't even know what that is.
Quantum Break, the game that I played about the slowing down of time and all that stuff, it's now on Steam. They gave up trying to sell it on the Windows Store. So
did you like it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was the first
one. Check out my review about 6 months ago.
That's the first one that made it from there to jumping to Steam.
Yep.
So who knows if any of these games were. But anyway, I really want this game, but I don't know if I want to deal with a shitty client to get it. I haven't been really into a racing game, but I do like them. I love the Gran Turismo. I love Burnout Paradise. So there is a place for a racer in my library, and I think this might be the next one. I just don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger on how to get it.
That's asking a lot.
Yeah.
So on our Discord channel, by the way, we have a Discord channel. It's up on our website,
Steam
Bobby?
Group. Yeah, check the Steam group. Link is right there.
Yeah.
Also, our T-shirts are finally up. It wasn't up last week when we announced it, but if you go to our website, you can buy our new T-shirts.
Anyways, the FigSec and another listener, Beirut, were talking about Forza Horizon and how it is basically such a system hog that it was overheating CPUs on some of theirs.
Those racing games usually have pretty good graphics. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm more of a go-kart racer kind of guy.
Kart racing, huh?
But yeah. Apparently, you know, it's optimized for the console. And hasn't been optimized for this is the way that I think Beirut was saying it, hasn't been optimized for the PC.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, maybe I'll wait a while.
Cool. Should we get into the big story?
Yeah, big story. So TwitchCon happened recently. She went to it, but she'll be telling us her side of the story next week. But
yeah, so...
Chad, you got something to say.
Yeah, we couldn't record yesterday because Chad was WoW raiding. That's why we didn't record it on our usual time, everybody knows.
That's not true.
That's exactly 100% true.
And we can talk about it later, but we're talking about TwitchCon right now. And I was supposed to go, and I did not. And I have a little story to go along with that, so I'm going to tell you guys right about now. I had the badge. It came early. I put it next to the door so I wouldn't forget it. And last week, we had a little change of life situation going on with Emilio, and
I'm now gay.
He's now gay, and to go along with that, he no longer has a girlfriend.
Well, that's usually what happens when you're gay.
Actually, he's not gay, but he does still not have a girlfriend. Anyways, so I get up Saturday morning to go, and the badge isn't there. So I knock on Emilio's door, and he shouts back, "I'm busy." I was like, "Oh, great! He's jerking off. You know, I'll give him 10 minutes." I'll come back in.
Really high likelihood that you would have been correct.
Though, yeah.
Usually.
So 10 minutes later, I go, and his door's open. So I just kind of wander in because I wanted to look and see if the badge is in there. And Emilio's on his bed, and they've all obviously been having an emotional talk. I'm like, oh, shit. So I turn around, go back into my room, and close the door, try to give him some space. And anyways, I looked everywhere in the house, and the badge is gone. Everywhere. We had a cleaner come in. They cleaned up the house. Still couldn't find the badge. I looked for 3 hours everywhere. I don't know. It's just gone. It's vanished. So,
Sam, at what point did say, I think he thinks that I took it?
The thought did cross my mind because I don't know where else it could have been.
I don't know, man.
But I don't see Sam doing that. The only thing, if she thought it was yours and she was trying to be, petty, I don't see her doing that.
I don't think, how would she even know what it was?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Which is why
that's the reason that it wouldn't be.
So I was supposed to meet up with a couple buddies who all of them went. So I talked to them a bunch today about it. It was really sad. They had a great time. So I just wanted to bring up a couple of the things that they talked about. So you're not getting first person. You're getting second person kind of feedback on this. But I wanted
to talk. It is kind of weird that she did text me and tell me that TwitchCon was great.
Oh, yeah. Jerk. So they did a big King of the Kill for H1Z1. Apparently it was really impressive. You could go in and play. They had competitions. They were giving away shirts and stuff. They also did a similar Counter-Strike kind of version of it. So it was here in San Diego. At the convention.
Counter-Strike version of what?
They did a giveaway where you could go and compete against actual Counter-Strike people. It was 3v3, and you could do different things.
Oh, gotcha. By the way, so the King of the Hill was out. Then they split into two games. It used to be the H1Z1.
No, H1Z1 was out, and it had two different modes. It had King of the Kill, and then they officially split it into two different games.
And then they're changing it so much, and it was so popular. I think it was way more popular than the other game, so they're redoing it. So, but they took it off the market while it's being worked on, which is I thought was really weird. Like, why not just leave the one that's out? But anyway, we played it. We covered it. Chad and I played it. We had so much fun. I thought it was.
I think it
Hunger
is
Games.
Yeah, it's one of those games though.
Hunger Games-esque.
It's so much more fun if
you play with somebody on Discord.
Yeah, as a multiplayer game, as a co-op game, it is a blast.
Yeah,
and they specifically make the game so you can go in with people and all. So Counter-Strike King of the Kill. The way it was set up was they had panels. They had a bunch of panels and different. Meetings set up all in the San Diego Convention Center, and then they had the floor similar to like an E3 where there was a bunch of booths and giveaways and different companies giving stuff away.
So did it seem like more for the fans or more for the actual streamers?
From what I heard, it was mostly for streamers. It was a lot of like streamers, how to get your business, how to grow business, how to do it correctly, tips and tricks and all sorts of stuff. How to, emphasize what you're good at and all. So it was a lot of the panels were about that stuff. So a lot of people went to it who have a Twitch stream, that has 20 or 30 regular people or whatever to try to go from 20 to 30 to 100 to 200, that sort of style. So the other one, they did a costume contest, and Bobby, did you see the costume that won?
Yeah, the Reinhardt.
Yeah, yeah. Huge Reinhardt. Dude, the dude won $15,000, but he probably didn't make that much money because that costume probably was close to $15,000 to make anyways. So one of the big things they announced, so I didn't know this, but maybe Bobby, you knew this, that Twitch is owned by Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I did know this and didn't.
Yeah, we talked about when Amazon bought Twitch.
Yeah.
It was like a year or two.
Amelia, you want to provide me with another libation, please? But they announced Twitch Prime. Did you hear about this, Bobby?
Yeah, I did hear about that, and I kept asking people what it was, and I didn't get a straight answer.
So they had a mode called Twitch Turbo or something like that?
Yeah, Turbo.
And I think this Twitch Prime is basically replacing it. And so what they are, it's basically either merged with Amazon Prime or it's a separate, similar one to Amazon Prime, but you'll be provided monthly features. So some of the features that they have listed Blizzard's doing some stuff. So they've got like a Tyrande skin. They have a skin for Hearthstone for a priest, I believe.
So in-game items.
In-game items that you can actually get, and some are exclusive to Twitch Prime. The other thing that's cool is you get one subscriber right to give away with your Twitch Prime. So one of the Twitch people you can subscribe to for free if you have Twitch Prime. They'll pay for one of your subscribe buttons.
So as long as you have Twitch Prime, then you get one free subscription for the duration of that.
Do you get Twitch Prime if you have Amazon Prime? Cross his fingers.
I was told it was, but then I looked up.
You get all their other Prime stuff with Amazon Prime?
So when I talked to my buddies who went, they said yes. But then when I was reading some articles prior to this show, I thought it said it was an $8.99 a month one. So I'm not really 100% sure, and Bobby's looking up.
Well, according to Eurogamer, it says Amazon Prime now includes Twitch Prime.
Okay.
Boom.
So, yeah. So I'm actually thinking about getting Amazon. I know I normally... Well, I use Amigos.
Right.
But you got to link your Twitch to your accounts. Right. And so I would probably have to get my own Amazon Prime.
Right.
But yeah.
It's $100 for a month, for a year. So, I mean, just for the Prime, I mean, Prime is so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in a tough spot though, because I use it off my girlfriend's account and she pays for it. So I'm able to get like the discounts on shipping, but I don't get access to certain things like videos and stuff. And I'm assuming not this as well. Yeah.
Oh, a little side note. I started watching Mr. Robot on Amazon Prime. Shout out Amazon Prime. And I am loving that fucking show.
No need to say shout out. We literally said Amazon Prime like 15 times in a row.
That was actually a callback to about 15 episodes ago.
Hey, Bobby, I'm kind of like obsessed, kind of mildly obsessed with the idea of taking my apartment and going hands-free with it. So there's a Amazon Dot, right? The whole Alexa thing. Remember that?
We're going off on some tangents.
Yeah, I remember.
Strap Alexa. In, boys. It's going to be a long one.
That thing is like $140. It's a speaker tower. It's always listening.
They have a smaller version.
Yeah. They have two smaller versions now. One of them is called the Dot. It's only $50, and you put it there, and it listens, and then you can connect it to any kind of speakers you want. And you could have them throughout your place. Your place, you would only need one, right? Mm-hmm. And then
one in the bathroom, so you could
flush the toilet, Alexa.
Yeah, Alexa.
How do you like that shit, Alexa?
Yeah. Alexa, tell me how bad that smells.
But you can basically like turn on your lights, turn them off, turn the AC on and off. You can automate your entire place for like $150.
You would need Nest.
I don't know
though.
I don't think it works like that.
It comes with a Nest in a package. So you could tell Alexa to...
But for every thing that you want to control remotely, you have to put a device on that.
Right.
So I would need a $200 thermostat for any light switch.
No, I'm telling you guys, they're not that expensive. Nest is $100. This thing's $50. You can get that for $150. And then lights are like $25 each per light. And they all have Wi-Fi or USB. I don't know how it works. And then you can turn on and off all your lights through Alexa for like... I don't know, $75.
Why don't you just get the clapper like I had in the commercial?
You're a jerk. Yeah.
So Emil's convincing me to do this for our
entire apartment.
So we might be the first one on the block with the
only because Amazon. It's totally you can totally have like the house in her. You know, just talk to your house for about $40. I mean, $400.
Am I going to come in one time and you're just making sweet love to my house? Like the dude in her. And that way, when our Amazon overlords take over, we can say we were the first. We wore the patch first.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Any interest, Bobby, in doing something like that?
In my place, no. I've thought about doing something like that, but let's be honest, my place isn't very big.
Yeah, he could just turn his lights off.
I am very lazy. I would love to just sit in my computer chair and not have to get up for things like that, but you know what? It's
not just that. You know, it's like Alexa set me alarm for 4 a.m. It's also order me an Uber, which we do all the time.
I don't need to complicate my life like that.
Wow, I see it as simplifying.
Yeah.
It would not be. I make a living fixing shit like that. Trust me, it's not... but I am interested in Twitch Prime. I mean, this could kind of push me to the point of getting my own Amazon Prime if that's included. Like, that's a pretty good sale to me.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
And look, while I talk, look up and see what the first month is while I continue to talk.
What do you mean the first month?
Because they announced what you're going to get with this first Twitch Prime month or whatever.
Are you talking about the extra goodies?
Yeah, the extra goodies.
It was
goodies.
Exactly what you said. It was like Hearthstone, some Blizzard in-game items.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it didn't seem like anything all that special. But the one subscription sounds good. And I don't know. I'm going to have to look more into it. But my interest is piqued.
Well, you get Amazon Movies. You get the music service.
Yep.
Which I don't know that if you can play it off your PC. I think it's mobile only.
Yeah, you were saying like
I couldn't
you just
find
have
it.
The option on your mobile, but not on your PC.
And then so now this Twitch, and then you get everything in 2 days. Most things in 2 days. So I mean it's
us. Speaking of kind of on mobile stuff, we'll get back to TwitchCon in about 45 minutes, guys. So after we're done with all these tangents, we watched some of Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah.
Beyond.
Right.
So he has it on his he has it on his computer because he torrented it, and we want to watch it in the living room. So to get it onto my living room, I have an app on Chrome called VideoStream. And the video stream is linked to my phone, so it's going from his computer to
my hard drive
to my
streaming to your computer.
Computer because
which streams it to your
we're on the network
phone.
Yep, and then my phone to Chromecast.
Yeah, and it played perfectly.
Yeah, not a fucking issue until
we're old and we're amazed by
until we both fell asleep. But
yeah,
we both fell at 8:30.
This is fantastic. Yeah. Not a bad movie, just a long weekend.
Yeah. All right, so TwitchCon, two more things to bring up. They announced some various improvements, transcoding, clip trimming. If you are doing Twitch streaming, I recommend that you actually look up on it instead of just listening to us talk about it. But they announced some cool things. The last one I wanted to bring up was a game called Breakaway that they kind of announced. And the reason I'm bringing this up, two reasons. One, it's kind of an interesting concept. It's a third-person MOBA, 4v4, but it's a sport. You have a ball, and you score goals. So it's a MOBA with abilities and cooldowns and stuff like that.
They've had soccer games with special abilities, right? What didn't GameCube had one where like Luigi had his special moves?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Like one of the Mario games?
It was really fun. Strikers.
Okay.
Super Mario Strikers.
Well, this one's more MOBA-esque where you have, tank classes, you mm-hmm. have damage classes, healing classes, that sort of stuff. But it's coming from a game company called Bobby, you want to switch on over there? It's coming from a game company called Amazon Game Studios, which I didn't even know Amazon's starting to develop games.
Yeah, well, Evan Lottie went over to I don't know if head it or actually be a part of it. And I don't think he liked what he saw, and so he came back to PC Gamer.
No, we don't want to. We don't want to assume, but yeah, he came back to PC Gamer. But yeah, he was going to work in the Amazon Game Studio for a while.
Okay, well, they're pushing family friendly style games. So Breakaway is one of them. They're also doing some sort of MMO game that they announced, which I wasn't really interested in, but. This Breakaway is kind of interesting, so if you're interested...
Amazon is going to be our overlord.
Yeah.
I mean...
And you want to put them in our house.
Yeah, well, like you said, maybe they brand us a little softer.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
We're already subscribed.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was TwitchCon. Hopefully next week, Chi will come over and give us her...
Hands-on.
Her opinion of it and all, so what else we got on the docket today?
Just on a side note, transcoding and clip trimming are also porn categories, right?
I think so, yeah.
Sure.
Clip trimming, that is deep in the fetish section. Transcoding, I'm not exactly sure. I think I saw something once and I was never the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's talk games.
Today only I played a game called Valley. I know I always say that I'm going to go back and play these games, but I am going to finish this game. I don't think it's a game that's going to last too long. Maybe hit me with that time to beat if you can, Bobby. Basically, it's a mix how's this for one of those random generated
random
games?
Generated.
This is a mix between Vanishing of Ethan Carter with the graphics not being quite as good, but close. And Tribes. So
the fuck?
You can kind of do that running downhill sliding thing. What do they call that? Does anybody remember what they call that?
Yeah, I forget.
Skiing?
Skiing, I think, is what it's called. Wow. And so you can do that to generate speed to jump further. There's not a whole lot of enemies. I've seen one enemy, and it's not really an enemy. It's just kind of like a turret that you have to take
out. I managed to watch you die to it, so that was kind of interesting.
No, I fell off the cliff. Oh. But, okay, so it's a pretty good game. I'm enjoying it. I always nitpick things, and I want them to be realistic. So they have a lot of explanations for why things happen in this game, like why you come back to life when you die, and why you have a power over life and death, and why you can double jump and soar through the sky. But they're all pretty much garbage, all the reasons. It's okay. Almost like I kind of feel like this game would have been better without any explanations, and they just threw you into this wonderland to, I don't know. It just kind of didn't satisfy my... don't play this for the story, basically.
Okay.
So why are you playing this?
Because it's fun. It's really fun to jump around this 3D environment. Like, look at that. That's just the sense of speed that you get when you...
Because he's wearing, like, elk legs or something like that.
Yeah, you have these... it's an exoskeleton. It's called the leaf suit. And so you can kind of, like, soar through. And some of the explanations are pretty good. Like, this is where you found the leaf suit where the leaf suits were being developed. So there's a bunch of leaf suit set, courses for you to go through. You know, like there's things designed for you because that's where they were invented.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
It's like in other games, you're like, why are all these platforms around? And this one has an actual reason.
Okay.
That it's a platformer because it is a platformer, you know? So that one is pretty good. But the other ones, it's just like, I don't know. But I am having a good time. I feel it's not going to be too long, but I'm enjoying it.
It says 2.5 hours on the time to beat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then I'm halfway through it.
For the main story.
I paid $13.99 for this. I'd say it's probably worth it.
Was this a listener recommendation?
No. I just had it on my wish list, and I went on sale, so I picked it up. My whole goal in the last few weeks has been buy one thing for my wish list every week, so this was the one this week.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
If you do want to hear us talk, you know, you can always hit us up on our Steam group.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit on there.
We'll promptly ignore it.
And by the way, I don't think Bobby's ever played one of the games that somebody asked for.
Probably.
Yeah, somebody sure. Actually recommended or asked us to play Punch Club. So.
Yeah, but not Bobby had no idea.
On that note.
Well, maybe I did. Maybe I did. Maybe I just assume that I don't know what's going on. I did play Punch Club. I mentioned last week that I was picking that one up and definitely was excited about it. It's kind of been on my radar for a while. It's a sim game about boxing, and it turned out to be a little bit more than I expected. I'm looking at the Steam page right now, and I'm curious
more
as
good.
To why the recent is only mixed, and the overall is mostly positive, but... they're about the same, 69% for the recent and 78% for the overall. Yeah, it's about the same.
That's a big difference, though, as far as if you're just looking from the outside, mixed and mostly positive.
Yeah, but recent is only 82 reviews. Overall is 3,500.
69 or whatever it was.
Oh, right.
I think it flips over at 70, so it's just barely in the mixed.
Yeah, it's right there. But yeah, I am enjoying this game. I love sim games. I don't know why. They eat up so much time, and they just kind of keep you dragging along with that whole one more turn thing. I even like this better than Game Dev Tycoon.
Really?
Or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Really enjoying this one. It's by Tiny Build. This was the game that they had that whole issue over G2A with. This is the one people pirated it
so much.
But
Do you enjoy boxing?
I don't really like watching boxing. I'm not really like into the sport at all. I like the Rocky movies. I used to box for a while, so I don't know. It's kind of fun playing this.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out's good.
Mike Tyson Punch Out, that's a good one.
A little more insight into Bobby's mysterious past.
Yep. He won a boxing match in Yugoslavia against a one-handed drunk.
Could be true. It is kind of funny how they take the entire boxing thing out of this, and it's all just simulation. So by the time you actually get to the match, all you do is hit fight, and then you let the thing play out. And you can't skip it at all, which is weird. You have to watch the whole thing, and you kind of... It's cool. You kind of root for your guy. You're like, come on, don't do that.
I can see that.
Yeah. But what's really cool, what really impressed me about this game, I mean, it's got everything you'd expect out of a sim game. It's got resources, you have to manage it, you have time, and you can only do so much. One thing that is notable is that there is decay on your stats. So you build agility, stamina, strength, and you can work out all of them by doing certain things. You can work out one, you can work out two, based on what exercise equipment you use. But if you don't work out a lot, or if you sleep, then those stats go down. They decay. So you have to kind of keep up with it, and it's like this constant struggle to keep that up. And they tell you right at the beginning, don't try to do all of them. Just pick one and get that really high, and then just try to keep the other ones so-so. But what I really liked about this game, what was really cool and what really surprised me, is that it's not just about boxing. You have the option to do other things in this world. I mean, you've got to work somehow to make money so you can buy food, and then you eat the food, and then you can work out, and then you've got to sleep. Like, you've got to do all these things, but you don't have to just box. You can get involved in the street, like the street fighting scene, and become a big street fighter. You can also become a crime fighter and become this superhero called the Dark Fist. And I don't think there's a way to do all of them, like be the number one boxer, be like the best street fighter. Like, there's just not enough time.
Is there more money in street fighting than prize fighting?
I don't know. I haven't even got into it yet. I've done two.
Do you have a girlfriend too? Like family? Does that come up at all?
No, oh, that one's out. You're long gone.
Cat, but I don't know. If you have any family yet. There is kind of a story to this, though. Like, you start off and, like, your dad's like, one day you're going to be a great fighter, and then something happens to your dad, and then, like, you're just trying to make ends
meet.
And you meet these other people, and you kind of develop these relationships, and there's something going on. Like, the first thing that happens is the convenience store gets, doesn't get robbed, but it gets vandalized, and it's these guys in, like, animal masks, like Miami.
Hotline Miami.
Hotline Miami. And then later, like, the same thing happens somewhere else, and it's the guys in the masks. So I feel like there's going to be some sort of like story that just centers around that, and somehow that's going to come to a conclusion. But I don't feel like I'm very far in the game at all.
Is it spoofy at all? Because I'm looking at the picture, and it's got like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle punching a dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of references to stuff like that.
80s stuff, yeah.
Yeah, 80s stuff, boxing stuff. There's a poster in the back that says Stoney, and it's got a guy going, like, doing the Rocky pose. Right. So Rocky, Stoney. And then they've got one that looks like the Bloodsport poster, but I think it says Sport. Like, I honestly think it's right there. I'm going to pause on this screenshot and make it full screen.
Oh, gotcha.
Doesn't that look like it says Sport?
Yeah.
I don't know. But that is the A-Team
van. The A-Team van is there.
And a little side note on Bloodsport. I just saw Bloodsport 2 or whatever. Bloodsport's Vengeance has Van Damme in it again.
Oh, this is the newer one, right?
Yeah, and it has a ton of UFC fighters. I mean, it's a fighting movie. It's all right. I was glad that I tried to watch it, but I ain't watched the whole
thing. The dude's still fucking cut as shit.
Dude, he's like 56, this or maybe older.
Yeah. Van Damme
is cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he makes a movie, at least one movie every year. For the longest time, if you look at his filmography, it is like one or two movies a year, consistent from like the early 90s through the 2000s.
It's like Mel Gibson and the other guy.
Compare Van Damme to Mel Gibson?
No, Mel Gibson, because he's not popular right now. He's putting out these shitty straight-to-DVD movies right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, for the last... since you haven't heard of him?
I don't think that's going to help his career, but... Yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme's always been like that. And it's so funny because there's all these movies that people just don't know about. Like, there is a buddy comedy... or, like, an action comedy buddy cop movie where it's him and Rob Schneider as the comic relief.
Oh, that's funny.
It's called Knock Off. It's a weird one.
I think it
sounds like a knockoff.
If I was in hell, that movie right there is probably playing on the theaters.
I'll tell you the one you should watch. I mean, I love the old ones. And this game totally reminded me of Lionheart. Have you guys seen Lionheart?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's a great one because he fights a dude in the pool. Like, this is totally what, like, the whole street fighting thing totally reminded me of that. But if you want to watch a good Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, JVCD is the one I recommend. But I love the old ones, too.
Wait, that's the one where he actually plays himself, right?
Yeah.
Is that like a mockumentary? I've heard about it.
Mm, Not really. Like he plays himself basically, and it's him in a real life situation. And I don't know. You just have to watch it to get it. But
what is it called again?
JVCD. It's just his initials.
All right, torrent that. We'll put that on our queue.
Yeah, it's hard to find it in English.
We'll fall asleep.
Is it intentionally good, or are you laughing at him the whole time? You know what I mean? Is it unintentionally violent?
It's a serious movie.
Okay, I got to check it out then.
Yeah, it's not bad. But yeah, that's Punch Club. I will continue to play this. I'm, you know, still playing a lot of Heroes of the Storm, not doing very well there because I can never get enough sleep, so I play like shit. And then I'm playing WoW, like, on the side, and now I'm playing Punch Club on the side. So I've got a lot going on. Like, I've got three windows up when I'm at my computer now.
Four counting the porn, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got to keep up with the clim tripping. Or clip tripping.
The clip tripping?
Clip trimming.
Clip trimming.
And as the alcohol starts to take hold of Emilio's brain.
We'll see what Robot has to say about that whole little scenario right there. All right, what else did we play?
You're up, Chad.
Okay, so Figsack, one of our listeners, requested several times that I play a mobile game. As you know, I occasionally play mobile games and review them. So I played a game, Clash Royale.
Wait, did he ask for that one specifically?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he said,
gotcha.
He said, give this one a go and tell me what you think of it.
Figsack comes hard with the recommendations.
Yeah, like, he does.
He says, try this. He gave me a podcast. I downloaded it. I haven't tried it yet, but yeah, I'm going to give it a go.
So Clash Royale is based in the Clash of Clans universe, but it's an action game. I wouldn't say it's an action game, but it's not something where you just kind of click buttons and then wait for it to go. It's like an immediate game, and it's a top-down game. And there's two basic paths, and each path has a tower, and then there's a base at the back. So you're thinking MOBA style, right?
Yeah.
And you have a timer that's filling up your mana, and then you've got cards that cast a certain amount of mana. And you can drop them on your side of the board.
You're casting cards in real time?
Yeah, but the cards turn into to figures, whatever
minions.
They are. Minions, exactly. So here's an example. So the point is to destroy the other person's tower. And so you're dropping these down, and they just do their thing. Like, you can't control them once you drop them. So your actions are to drop them. And it's kind of got a paper, rock, scissors mentality where, so you drop a guy that...
Are you trying to out tower defense your opponent?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So you're trying to attack with your guys and defend when he's attacking. So you're trying to paper, rock, scissors them. So, for example, he can drop a guy, the ogre or whatever, the big guy. He will ignore all your minions and just walk up to your base and punch it.
Okay.
But he's got a ton of health. So you need to fight that with somebody that can do a lot of damage in a short amount of time. So you can drop these skeletons that drop 10 skeletons, and they'll all punch and do damage, but they only can take one hit. So it counters this guy because they just block his path and jump on him.
And they don't take damage while they're on your side of the field?
Yeah, because their towers can't shoot him.
Gotcha.
But then you can counter the skeletons by dropping the Valkyrie, and the Valkyrie, when she attacks, she does a spin and hits everything in around. So she can take
That's called an AoE.
Yeah, it's an AoE. She does an AoE around herself. Thank you. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
So it's one of those games where you have to play against what they're playing, and at the same time... Try to push your advantage.
Seems I'm my interest is piqued for sure.
It's a ton of fun to play. I'm having a blast.
How do they make money?
So like all Clash of Clans games, there's timers that need to go, and you spend gems to reduce these timers or eliminate them.
But is it pay to win?
In the respect that you can buy as many gems as you want, and then use those gems to unlock shit as much as you want, but it's got an experience bar that you have to earn yourself. You can't pay to win the experience bar.
And you're going up against people in your experience.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Because I was thinking this was an asynchronous game.
Yeah.
And so I was playing against somebody, and I thought it was asynchronous. But then he was like, they have the emoji cons and stuff that you can.
Yeah.
And he was doing it back to me. I realized this. They're actually connecting me to somebody, and somebody else is playing real.
So,
like, this is not asynchronous. You play against somebody.
Do you feel shitty when you, like, have to leave a game? Because you'll automatically lose, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you wouldn't. These games end in, like, 2 minutes. Like, they're super quick.
Okay. Bobby, what?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
The voices.
Probably. He's falling asleep.
Are starting to take over his head. Anyways, love the game.
I'll tell you guys about the bats later.
Yeah. I love the game. My only kind of downside is this game actually punishes you for playing it frequently, which is so counterintuitive to how mobile games.
Punishes you how?
Okay, so every time you win, every time you play a game, you get a chest. And the chest, like a silver chest, takes 3 hours. So you can only work on one of these chests at a time. So this is why they want you to spend the gems, because it's 3 hours or you can spend 18 gems to open them.
Right.
And then that's how you're upgrading things, is open these chests.
So they're punishing you to, so no, they can be warm.
Give me a second. But you only have a slot for four chests. So if you play four games, your chest slots are full. So what they want you to do is spend the gems so you can open up a slot so you can play again. So to drop another chest there is what they want you to do. But all that happens to me is it means that I don't want to play another game, because when I try to play another game, it says, you're not going to earn a chest. Are you sure you want to play? And right. So I say, no, get me the fuck out of here. So I'm having a lot of fun. My only downside is
that they want money for their product.
No, that they punish you if you want to play their game.
No, they're trying to get money from you.
They are, but if you are a free-to-play game, you know, like, no, I think I would have liked it better.
You're enjoying it enough yet, and you haven't given them $1, right?
I think it would have made more sense if it would have been a chance to get a chest every time you play. You know, they're actually giving me a chest every time I play, so that means I don't want to play more than four times in a row. But if they had given me a chance and I end up playing 10 games to get those four chests, you know, 10 games would have satisfied me for the day. The fact that, you know, yeah, and it's a minor.
You being dissatisfied is how they make their money.
Yeah. You're right. So,
and they
yeah,
put
give
out
it,
a quality product, they deserve some money.
Give it a go. I like it 8,000 times better than Clash of Clans, because I played that and didn't like it.
But
so.
We're not into base building games, so.
Yeah, yeah. Caveat. Give it a go.
All right. Hyper Light Drifter, we played together, Chad and I. Actually, it was only about half an hour, I would say.
Why do you keep bringing it up when we don't play a game a lot? Like, this is one of those things you need to learn.
What?
It makes us look foolish when we only play half an hour and then we talk about a game.
That's how most of my games go.
No,
it's true. I think you want to share that with
everybody?
Yeah, everybody knows. Like, my reviews, I've always said my reviews come with a caveat. That I've usually only put an hour to an hour and a half in each one, unless okay. I really like it. I got to keep the ball rolling, man.
I know.
If it was all fucking Heroes of the Storm and WoW every fucking week, we'd turn it into the DL BlizzCon
it's
podcast.
True. And you do seem like you do want to play WoW.
No, I do. But the only reason I don't, and I'm spending money every week, but I guess it doesn't even compare.
It doesn't.
Yeah. You know.
But you didn't buy this one. You played this off somebody else's account, right?
No, I bought this. No, I played this one off of somebody's account. It was Towerfall Ascension. No. I bought something. I bought Valley. Okay. Anyway, Hyper Light Drifter is a top-down kind of Zelda-esque game. It's an 8-bit graphics.
Did Bobby, did you play this one?
No.
I've got to say that
this.
These are...
I don't know when.
Some of the best 8-bit graphics I've ever seen.
This is week number 3 that you've said that, by the way.
Chad, when you were playing, that particular area wasn't that great because it was kind of like cherry blossoms.
Yeah,
and it was just
trees
kinda,
and stuff.
Yeah, it was taking up the whole thing. There's some other areas with broken robots and stuff. Like, look at this. Look at that.
Yeah, so it is very pretty.
It's
for
very
sure.
pretty.
I wouldn't call this 8-bit graphics, though.
It is 8-bit, though.
No, because... This you couldn't have done those graphics on Nintendo. That's not Nintendo level.
I don't know if they could render that many bits.
Yeah, this might be Super Nintendo level, but give it a 16-bit graphics. This is some really good 16-bit graphics.
I don't know, man. I really think it. I don't know how to distinguish between the two, but we could look into it. But as far as the game goes, if you really enjoy Zelda, the top-down / action RPG, this is. Pretty cool. The other thing that I liked also is that there's no text in this game. Everything is conveyed to you through pictures and grumblings and ungrumblings, like rawr, 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 kind of things. Mm-hmm. And nothing's ever explained to you. So I thought that was really interesting too, because you're kind of like, I feel you're like a space bounty hunter, maybe?
Something like
and
that, yeah.
And so you'd probably be dealing with aliens. See what I mean? This is how my brain works. I'm always looking for justifications for everything in games. And this made sense. Like, okay, yeah, they pictures tell 1,000 words or whatever, so they just do pictures.
It is very not punishing. I could see the skill level. If you're really good at this kind of Twitch style game, you could do really amazing stuff with it, because they've got a dash, but the dash doesn't make you invulnerable.
Yeah.
So you have to like use it, but use it well, and then you can upgrade the dash and all to dash multiple times.
But you have to do a lot of work to upgrade one thing, so your choice and what you upgrade is very important.
Yeah. So I think like one of those high. This game would be really fun to watch like a pro stream. I think like if you saw a guy that was really good at this game and you watched him play this, it would be amazing, because he could do things that, you know, normal people wouldn't be able to do and really pay off. Like it you could really pay off. We died several times on just like a couple mobs, you know, a couple enemies, because they,
and that being said,
they're very tough.
We were both shocked at the level of the co-op was.
I
have a little robot following me around, so I thought you were going to become that little robot and just kind of be a knockoff co-op. But you got your own dude with his own kind of thing going on.
Yeah, and it was, we were kind of comparing it to Binding of Isaac, where when the second player jumps in, he takes a heart and the second player gets that heart. But in this game, you take one life from the other guy and the second player gets like six hearts or whatever.
Yeah.
So it kind of wasn't advantageous to play this co-op.
But we were still losing.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the review goes, I really like, there was one thing about GamePro that I always kind of wished everybody used, and they had like sound, graphics, gameplay, but there was fun factor, and the fun factor on this wasn't especially high minute to minute, and neither was Zelda, though, if you think about it. Like, yeah. There was a lot of walking, there's a lot of like just looking for secrets and stuff, and that's what this is. It's not action all the time. If you're into Zelda, this is like a little more actiony Zelda with a lot of walking around and looking for secrets. So, yeah. And it's beautiful.
It is. We played for however long we played, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to move on. And it wasn't because it was bad.
It wasn't a fault of the game.
Yeah, it was just I wasn't feeling this right
but
now.
See, neither was I. So that's why I said the fun factor maybe isn't that high. Then we got into segue. Towerfall Ascension. And I've heard this game.
Before we move on, though, Bobby, any interest in playing Hyper Life Drifter?
I've heard a lot about it. It was like the talk of the town a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, I'm kind of intrigued, especially with no dialogue or no text. That sounds nice. That's one thing that always wears me out with RPG games, just the dialogue.
Yeah, for sure.
I would hardly call this an RPG, though. I mean, it's RPG light.
It's mostly just
I would
action.
Say, yeah, about an hour in between upgrades.
It's a probably. Single quest that you're doing, right? You're trying to do this one thing.
There's this...
And if you there's no saving. You die, you start all over again, right?
No. It's got, like,
start in that
save
area.
Points.
Yeah, I was very satisfied with the save points. I was not satisfied with the save points in the Valley. It starts you back maybe sometimes... 5 minutes back, if you like, and it's not because I died. It's because like I had to go somewhere. I just really didn't like that. Didn't mean to. I meant to say that, and well, when I was covering it. So where are we at? Which one are we talking about? Are we here?
Sure.
Okay.
Towerfall.
So then, was it the same night we played Towerfall?
I'm not sure. It could have been.
I feel like it was. And then we get into Towerfall, and I've always heard it was awesome. I tried playing it single player months back, and I didn't really get it. I played with Chad, and within 5 minutes, we're giving each other high fives.
Yeah.
It's really rare we do anything like that. And there was more than one high five.
For sure.
So, definitely 8-bit here.
Yep.
Kind of not even great graphics. It's really basic graphics, but just fun. You play an archer. There's several archers. I don't think they have different stats.
No, I think they're just colors, basically. Yeah.
And so he starts on one side, I start on the other, and then enemies come out. Now,
six waves. There's always six waves.
There's six waves, and then I think it's seven. And you can...
Trust me, it's six.
Go fuck yourself. The reason this game is good is because there's seven waves.
All right. Fair enough.
If you miss, your stray shot can hurt your teammate. So you got to be careful with that. But
I didn't care. I was just shooting those arrows at whoever gets hit.
But
if he dies, he dies.
On the flip side of that. is that?
Yep. That's from Rocky.
Boom. I was thinking Bloodsport. Anyway,
Rocky.
On the flip side of that.
Who's the Russian dude that looks like?
Bobby wants to go to bed so bad.
I know. We are past his bedtime.
He's going to start laughing about clown shit. He gets real loopy at the end.
Yeah, he does.
I'm having a great time though. I'm ready to stay here all night.
Yeah, we might just park it here all night.
Chad or Bobby, go ahead and go to sleep.
Yeah. Well.
On the flip side of that, so you have to recollect your arrows. You'll shoot them; they stick to the wall. You have to go get them, and so you have to be very careful on your arrows. You can kill your buddy. You can just shoot a bunch of them, not get any of them back. The other thing that happens is sometimes all the arrows end up on my side. And so Chad will need some.
I've just been shooting them willy-nilly.
Yeah. And so I have to shoot them back at Chad without killing Chad. You can't just hand them over.
Yeah.
And so there's constant cooperation, there's constant communication, and there's constant stress. And I think those are all the ingredients for a great co-op game. And I think you can play this up to four players. And this is one of those games kind of like Broforce. I don't think the game gets more difficult per se, as they don't add bad guys per level to make it more difficult. It's just all the arrows flying around.
They add chaos.
Yeah. It's just like Broforce, where your teammates become a hindrance because arrows are flying through all over the place.
Yeah.
So we had a blast with this game. Bobby, next time you come over, I would love to play.
This is one of those games, though, you're right. It's all right by itself, but...
No, not even all right.
It adds exponentially.
Oh yeah!
If you have more than one, this would be a great boyfriend girlfriend game. Sorry, Milo, too soon probably. But anyways, this, like, I could see if you're doing it with two people, it's a fun. You're like talking to each other, trying to figure out what you did wrong last time because you did something wrong last time.
And we worked it out and got through it. Yeah,
and then we high fived.
Yeah.
What did you think about the jumping on the head thing? Because I thought that was like a cop out. Like, you could be out of arrows and still be killing enemies because you could just jump on their head. And maybe we weren't
breezing through this, even with head jumps.
I know, but I just felt
like... We got stuck at, like, level four. So, 1-4, not 4-1.
Yeah. So at some point, I just kind of treated it like a Super Mario game. It was just bouncing on people.
If that's your style, do it. I never switched to that, you know?
I thought it was kind of a cop-out, but whatever.
All right.
Bobby, any interest?
Yeah, I played this game by myself, and it wasn't very good. I didn't realize it was a co-op game. I thought it was versus.
There is versus as well.
There's versus, but co-op is where it's at. Mm. As the kids say, it is the shit in co-op. So,
is that what the kids are saying?
Yeah. How do you like this shit, Alexa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you smell that one, Alexa?
You cunt. I just yell at her all the time.
Alexa, new name.
Alexa, what's the meaning of life? Don't know it? Fuck you.
Yeah. All right. Last thing up for me is, you know, every week I talk a little bit World of Warcraft. This week was the first week I actually did raids.
How serious is your addiction?
It's
on a 1-2 heroin.
If it was an STD, it would be full-blown AIDS at this point.
Yeah.
So...
You know what's funny is... Like,
AIDS is funny?
If people went through our last... this is episode 150, by the way, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yay to us.
Woo!
But if you go through like our last 90 podcasts or something, you could really hear that your desperation for a new MOBA. Like, every 3 weeks, you come up with a new one.
Yeah.
Who knew that the next big thing was the last one? You know what I mean?
Did I already
talk? It's almost like you married your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she was the one.
Soon to be for you, by the way. Nah. Did I talk last week of how I thought this was going to be the last... how I think Blizzard thought this was going to be the last...
Yeah, you had a theory.
Did I talk about this, Bobby, last week? I forget.
I don't think so.
Okay, so basically, I think Blizzard thought this was going to be the last expansion, so they did this thing where everybody gets a legendary. Basically, legendaries, there's five or six for each class, and you get a chance.
Explain how hard legendaries were to get back in the day.
I mean, they any other expansion than this one, you had to have 20 people working on this for weeks to get one legendary for one person in your raid. Like, it was so hard. And this expansion, they have a thing in there that says it increases your legendary. You can now equip two legendaries is one of the things you can work on to do. So they're not expecting you just to have one legendary. They're expecting you to eventually have more than one legendary.
Is this a good or bad thing?
I think it points to the fact that I think they were kind of just doing fan service and say, okay, this is going to be our last one. We're going to have Sargeras actually come here and we're going to fight the big boss that we've been talking about for six expansions now. You're going to actually get to fight him and you're all going to be wearing...
Sargeras, by the way? I know that he's a big bad guy that's invading. Sargeras?
Yeah. Sargeras.
Is he a bit... He sounds like he's like a rock guy.
So in the WoW lore, there's like six, I think six kind of... Dragons. Gods, like above gods, above titans, they are the six creators of the entire universe.
Okay.
And one of them who was he plays the Lucifer character, where Lucifer was like the avenging angel, and he would, so his job was to like stop chaos from happening, and then he realized there's no way to stop chaos, so I'm going to just tear this whole shit down. So he becomes the villain.
Oh. I like him already.
Yeah, so Sargeras is like, or Sargeras, I don't know how to pronounce it anyways.
Sargeras sounds so much more epic.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with Sargeras. So he's the one doing the Legion, and the expansion's called Legion. He's supposed to come down. Hopefully we get to fight him at some point. But anyways, so they're dropping legendaries, and there was actually a bug where if you got one legendary drop, the chance of another one dropping went up exponentially, so people were getting like three legendaries or four legendaries.
Not people, raids were.
No, individuals, because they drop for individuals. Individuals have like four legendaries, and you can only equip one right now, but eventually you'll be able to equip more. So, like I'm saying, they're just dropping legendaries. And
do you have one?
No, I don't have one. Of course not. I have the worst luck in the entire universe. But my whole point is...
But you do play a lot.
I do.
Okay, and you don't have one.
I don't have one.
So you're kind of shooting a hole in your own theory.
Well, it's just...
Bobby, I'm really sorry you're bored with our conversation.
No. Well, that's anecdotal evidence. You can't really go by that.
But. Yeah, well, we have a guild of seven, and already three of them have legendaries.
Do you guys need a hunter?
Yeah, we really do. We have no ranged class, so jump on in. Anyways, so I think they were kind of doing fan service, saying, okay, this is the last one, here it is. But this fucking expansion blew up, so now I think they're reevaluating their choices, but they've already given legendaries out like it's fucking candy. So I'm under the opinion that they're going to release a new level of armor that's above legendary, like a celestial or whatever it is. That's my current opinion.
Bobby, what would you name something that's beyond legendary? What would be your name for it? He said celestial, but that would imply also holiness.
We have common, uncommon, rare, epic,
legendary. I think celestial, because they've already used mythic.
Wait for it. Legendary.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's legend, wait for it, dairy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like as much as I am enjoying the game, it is getting watered down a little bit. I really liked when they came out with Cataclysm and they kind of adjusted the stat inflation and got rid of that. But, you know, we're back at the point where, you know, you're doing, like, crits for, like, what, a million or something?
1.4 million is my highest crit so far.
Yeah. So, like, you'll be attacking something and just 10-digit numbers fill the screen. It's getting a little ridiculous. I feel like they need to kind of reassess that at some point.
For sure. It's kind of like, I only know this because I'm Mexican, I guess. The peso was like 100,000 to $1 at some point. You know, kind of it happens to several different currencies. But anyway, at some point, there was just like, let's just drop two zeros. And everybody was like, okay, let's do it. And then that's what happened. And now it's like, you know, it dropped down. I don't know. They've done this twice, and now it's like 18 to 1. But they just decided to drop zeros. I don't understand fucking...
You have to trade your money in, though.
Currencies at all.
New currency.
I don't know. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Zero condensing is what they called it.
Awesome.
That
wasn't even what I was supposed to talk about, but wow, but we'll just leave that for another. Well, next week we'll talk some more.
But I do want to hear about your rating.
Oh, okay. I'm in a guild of seven.
This is why we don't have Chi on the podcast.
Yep. So I had planned for Sunday at 8 for a week. I had put it on the books.
That's also when we podcast.
Well, we were supposed to be podcasting at 5, and then I was going to play at 8.
Okay.
Anyways.
I'm pretty upset about this.
So, yeah, and I apologize, Chi. If you're listening right now, Chi, I'm sorry that I had to raid instead of do the podcast. We have 7 people in this guild, so I put on the books, and you need 10 to raid. A buddy was like, hey, I think I could get a couple more to come. So I'm like, yeah, we're going to get 10 people. Hopefully we can get 10, because I've been trying for like a week to try to get this raid going. So his buddy gets on. We have our 7 on. We're set to go, and his buddy finally comes on. And he's like, yeah, I think I have a couple more. We end up with 25 people in this fucking raid. And, dude.
Old school, right?
Yeah, I had a blast.
Yeah.
The thing is, the raids do the same thing as dungeons, where it's normal, heroic, mythic, mythic plus.
Right.
And so we kind of overpowered this normal mode. We should probably be really doing heroic, but you can't do heroic till you do normal.
Also, you guys need to get your chemistry down and all that.
It's true. He had to explain every single fight. So we still did 6 out of 7 in 3 hours, explain every single fight.
Who's he?
So some of the guys that came are doing heroics already. So their guild's been doing it, and he's the raid leader. Okay. So he kind of just led our raid, and we did a great job. But we kind of just overpowered things, because sometimes we weren't doing the mechanic exactly right, but it didn't matter because we were just kind of overpowering it, which is interesting. The first time
you have four legendaries, you have?
Yeah, it's 6 actually. Yeah. I look like the fucking star standing right there with sparkles coming out and rainbows up my ass and shit. So yeah, that was fun. It was a blast. 25 people, it brought me back. Remember when we used a 40-man raid? It was so awesome. Like, people everywhere.
And I wouldn't say that, like, 40-man raiding is my favorite video game experience ever. But it was so outside of the realm of anything else video gaming can provide.
Yeah.
It's its own thing. There's no other way to really
When you see 40 people and they're kind of all going for a singular unit, and there's a challenge there, and it takes steps to get there. You couldn't just show up and get it. There's that, like, there's just the sense of accomplishment when you beat something with that
together.
Many people, and when you all like cheer when something goes down. And I get chills even now just talking about it. I just remember like 40
seriously, people pay to go to like conventions just so you could be around like-minded people, and that itself in itself has its own reward, because all these people are kind of like me. But then when you go to a raid, all these people are not only kind of like me, but we all want the same thing as well, and we're going to work together to get that. So it halfway down it got saucy.
It really did.
Weirdo.
All the vodka was at the bottom.
Okay.
Holy
sure.
shit. Yeah, no, I agree.
You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, anyway, fucking, it's
Let's
weird.
Get Bobby's opinion, because he's has Bobby one eye open and one eye closed. Bobby, any interest in raiding on this expansion?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get enough people together for that, but we'll see.
Why don't you start on an Alliance character, and you can
pay the $40 like you've been balling like a motherfucker.
Oh, no, I would pay $60 to get to level 100. Then
I'd
level from 1 to 110.
You can faction change for 25. You can take your priest and make it Alliance for $25.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, if you're interested in raiding, we could definitely use another healer, because we had to have our main tank fucking heal last raid.
How does the tank heal? Let's not get into it.
It was a druid.
Oh, gotcha. Ooh, did he have the gear for it?
Oh yeah, that's the thing, because you don't need a whole lot of multiple sets, because if it's an agility piece and you go to the your healing spec, it becomes intellect.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it gives you 8,000 advantages. Anyways, that's enough. Wow. Let's talk about something else.
Let's get into the news.
What we're missing something up top here.
We can skip that.
Okay.
Quite all right. News. Dungeon.
I thought we didn't have enough, then we were going to do question of the news.
Where's your time at, Bobby?
14 hours, 37 minutes.
Hour 15.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about where it should be.
Yep.
All right. Darkest Dungeon is coming up with their first DLC, I think, that you're going to have to pay for. Actually, I don't know that you're going to have to pay for that. I don't know that for sure. I don't know why I said that. But I this feels bigger than their other updates that they had. And they're teasing a new class. I just want to support my boys over there. That was our 2015 Game of the Year.
Is it a vampire class? Because it's called Crimson Court, so I'm assuming it's...
Yeah, and it has that whole vampire look to it.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. What do you guys think? I kind of feel like I'm going to buy it sight unseen, even though I don't play it, just to support the boys up there in Canada.
Yeah, and I actually saw some... they've got... these like mini comics for each class.
Oh,
that
what?
They're really short, but for each class. And I just saw them recently, and I was like, I saw them, and I was like, you know what? I need to play Darkest Dungeon. I haven't played Darkest Dungeon in a year.
You said that, yeah, dude. Play it. It's so much fun,
dude.
It's so much fun until it's fucking like,
dude,
depressing,
dude.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I don't even know if I told you. I'm sure I told you guys. I'm a braggart, but they were having this hashtag. We all need heroes, and like you're supposed to speak as one of the classes and make kind of like a haiku. And mine got so much fucking traction. It was awesome. Like, I really liked
it. Was it on the DL Gaming Twitter? Uh-huh. Which you can follow at
digital_logic. Okay. Also, we mentioned our website a couple times, but we didn't give you the URL. It's dlgaming.net. Digital Homicide, we covered them last week and how they were having all these problems.
No, we actually covered this exact thing about how they sued Steam
users. The next piece of the story.
This is the next piece of the story. So they make trash games for trashy people, Bobby, that want only Steam cards out of games. And I guess people came down on them super hard on Steam. Digital Homicide went out after them for damages, $18 million, in fact.
Yep. Listen to last week's podcast, and you can hear
all of this?
Yeah.
This part?
Yep.
Okay, well, what about the part where Steam removed their games?
Yes, we did that.
Okay.
But not the last part.
Okay, Digital Homicide dropped the whole case because they can't afford to keep going because Steam's they took off the game. So that's their revenue stream, so they can't continue to do it.
So basically, they're out of business.
They're out of business.
Okay.
Hmm. And
Bobby, as a purchaser of Digital Homicide products,
I didn't go out of my way to buy their games. They may have been in bundles that I bought, but even though they were like 99 cents or 49 cents on sale on Steam, I still wouldn't buy them. And I don't know. I'm glad they're kind of... this whole thing is said and done with. Maybe they'll come back in some way or another, but I don't know.
It's funny, the way I read it, the CEO or whatever was like defending their games like they're good games.
Well, this is the brothers. There's two of them.
Okay, well, their spokesperson was like defending their games games, though.
Yeah,
so I lost all respect for him right there.
Yeah. It feels to me like one of these things where these guys are going to just... pack it in, create a new company, start it up again, and do the same. Like, there's no barrier to entry. It's $100 to get a Steam publishing license. There would be no issue for them to do the exact same thing they're doing already. You know, they're going to call themselves somebody else and try to do anonymity.
It's kind of like those big dick pills at the gas stations, like Rhino 7 and Midnight 52.
Horny Goat Weed.
No, these ones actually work, and they have like.
How do you know that these work?
I've heard some stuff.
Okay, a friend of yours used it.
Uh huh. And they have like Viagra in them, which is illegal to do.
Okay.
But as soon as they break them down, they just make another big deal.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean? Because it's so easy. I started a company last week. It cost me $200, and that's with everything.
Yep.
So anyway, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Wait. Was this you announcing that you're making Big Dick Pills as a product?
Yes. It's called Panther 11.
Panther 11.
We'll look out for it.
60% of the time it works every time?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So Neil deGrasse Tyson is coming out with his own VR game. It sounds like you'll be making your own galaxies and solar systems. And then
is he making this game?
You know, he's putting his name on it. But okay. I also think because
this is the Madden idea.
No, not really. Because I think he approached the article I read. He approached game makers.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is his idea. And so you'll make your solar system, and then you'll be able to visit your friend's solar system.
This is in VR, by the way.
This is in VR, yeah. And I don't know. I like to support him. I listen to his podcast. I'm a big fan of Nelly D, as they call him. And
I like Neil deGrasse Tyson, but sometimes he can be a kind of a
pompous
or pretentious. Yeah. But
I don't think that he is pompous or pretentious. I really don't think he knows that he comes off that way.
And my whole thing is we need more celebrities in the sciences. Smart people, I want smart people to be famous, not fucking Kardashians to be famous, so I will support Neil deGrasse Tyson.
One tiny thing I got to cover just because it's a great story, because I saw Tyson and we covered boxing earlier. Do you guys know who Tyson Fury is?
Is that the daughter of Mike Tyson?
No.
Oh, wait, no, that's, what's his name?
He's a heavyweight champion of the world.
His daughters.
He's a heavyweight champion of the world.
Okay.
So he beat Klitschko.
Okay.
Right. So he's a gypsy, right? Like a traveler,
like
as they call it.
Snatch style?
Like snatch style.
Okay.
Right. He was born like a month or 2 months early. He was like half a pound or whatever. And his dad held him in one hand. He said he's going to be the heavyweight champion of the world and named him Tyson.
Okay.
His last name's Fury. Okay. Tyson Fury is now like six something and beat the heavyweight champion of the world. Sang a song to his girlfriend or his wife like that and proposed to her or something like that, like sang a song. And then they said, you have to fight Klitschko again. And he said, I don't want to because it was a shit fight. And they're like, okay, we're going to strip you. He's like, all right, go ahead and do it. I'll just get it back again. Okay. What a great fucking story. That's it.
P.S. Amira likes watching two dudes punch each other, so you'll get a lot of that.
Yeah. That's it. Bobby, you can go to bed.
Crap. All right.
Bobby.
I've never seen Bobby look so tired.
Yeah,
right now.
Seriously. I'm tired just looking at Bobby.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Has it been as long as Amira's day?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Because he's had...
you got to drive.
He's got woman problems.
All right. So, speaking for Bobby and Chad and myself, I just want to put Bobby to sleep tonight with a little bit of milky soft.